Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. It's a special emo night Friday.
Heck yes.
As all of us, except for T-Dog, who lied to us.
She sure did.
We're all going to be at Numo's tonight as Danny V's on the ones and twos, spinning the saddest songs at emo night.
Steve, yeah. Are you going to wear eyeliner?
I always wear eyeliner when I go out.
You do?
Yeah, I'm going to dress like The Undertaker. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, that's so great.
That would be so epic.
Can you play The Undertaker theme song when I show up? Like, I'll text you and then just like all of a sudden, like once I show
you
up.
You just walk in.
Just turn the lights all black, have that gong go off.
Steve, and this is not a wrestling event, okay?
I don't do anything on the weekends that aren't wrestling, so I don't really know how to make this work.
The emo kids don't like that kind of violence, Steve.
I will say, though, they probably would like your wrestling outfits, so you could roll
up
and...
Come on, Danny. You should come in your wrestling outfit.
I'm like, Danny, I'm on my way, and then all of a sudden... People are like, what's going on?
That was so dramatic.
Oh, the lights are still out. Oh my God, Daughtry's here. Daughtry loves emo night, and he's wearing eyeliner.
Does it do anything else but that? Okay.
And then smoke comes out of emos.
I'm with the smoke. From.
And I've got my black trench coat because it's emo.
I'll have all the emo kids vape. That'll be the smoke.
Yes! Let's do this!
Wow. This sounds like an experience that Karina from Woodby Island would also experience if you did this, because she will be at Emo Night tonight as well.
Karina.
See, that she tagged me out.
Okay.
And she's going in my place.
Do you know the last time I went to Emo Night and Karina was there, what she said to me? Where's Taryn?
Stop. I
can't
wait for Taryn.
Hey, I went one time.
You agreed to go with all of us months ago. I wouldn't have agreed to this crap if I didn't think all of us were going.
Karina, what do you have to say about
this? I'm
going
to give you a tombstone.
Oh, my God.
I definitely think that Taryn needs to show up. She has to.
All right.
My girl.
As long as I can get a good nap
in. Better be wearing eyeliner.
Oh, yes.
You know it. If Taryn shows up, I will.
I like how we are just guilting Taryn until she just shows up.
She needs to be a woman of her word.
I know.
Like a texter told us earlier, it sounds like Taryn just penciled you guys in for this Friday.
Did we take a blood oath or something? Did we make promises? What are we even talking about?
Yes, we all put it in our calendar, including you. You showed us. It's in your calendar.
In blood.
Yeah.
Yes.
I haven't canceled it yet. I haven't crossed it out.
All you've been talking about. Never mind. Let's play the game.
Okay. All right. Well, I am Sarah, your host, and it is time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
And for those playing at home, Karina, who is the sweetest girl ever, who hopefully Taryn won't disappoint later tonight, has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Nirvana had the hit song titled Heart-Shaped What?
Box.
Correct. Apple CEO Steve Jobs was known for wearing what color turtleneck?
Blue?
No.
Black.
Yes. What Netflix show takes place in the fictional town of Hawkins, Indiana?
Stranger Things.
Yes. Who was the only U.S. president to resign?
Joe Biden.
No.
Pass.
Veterans Day is celebrated on what day in November?
The 21st?
No.
The 22nd?
No.
The 12th?
Oh, no! What has a gravitational pull so strong that even light cannot escape it?
Black hole?
Correct. New York City is made up of how many boroughs?
10.
No.
11.
No.
12.
No, a squab is the name given to the young of which bird?
Geese?
No. Karina, you got 4 correct.
Wow. Oh.
You know what? You never know. You never know what's going to happen.
No crying till emo night.
Yeah.
I'll save it till then.
And I'm always rooting for Karina. So
absolutely.
If, you know, Taryn, if you could just like slap Steve or
cover his mouth.
I'm sure Taryn wants me to win so that she'll be disappointed not once but twice tonight.
Oh.
When Taryn doesn't show up to emo night.
Steve, are you ready?
Okay. Oh, yeah!
Nirvana had the hit song titles Heart-Shaped What?
Box.
You know it. Apple CEO Steve Jobs was known for wearing what color turtleneck?
Black.
Yes. What Netflix show takes place in the fictional town of Hawkins, Indiana?
Stranger Things.
Yes. Who was the only U.S. president to resign?
What's his face? Eisenhower.
No.
Nixon.
Correct. Veterans Day is celebrated on what day in November?
Monday.
Which is?
The 11th.
Wow. Yes. What has a gravitational pull so strong that even light cannot escape it?
Danny's charm and emo night.
Yeah.
I don't know. The black hole.
You do know. New York City is made up of how many boroughs?
5.
Yep. Squab is the name given to the young of which bird?
Squab. Ducks?
No.
Pigeons.
Yes. What? Oh, which 1998 Disney film was Lindsay Lohan's film debut?
Freaky Friday?
No.
Hannah Montana?
No.
Moana?
No. The Mariners last made the playoffs in what year?
Oh, crap. 2021?
No.
2022?
Yes.
Damn it.
But it doesn't matter because you ended up getting 8 correct, which is a win, 8-4. Sorry, Karina.
Ah, shoot. I'm going to get him next time for sure.
Yes.
Right.
And I can't wait to take a shot with you later tonight. This music is depressing. So honestly, it does kind of make me want to cry. It would be perfect tonight.
Please play the Undertaker theme.
Which 1998 Disney film was Lindsay Lohan's film debut? One of the best movies ever in my
opinion. Parent Trap?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually a fun movie.
So fun. And I thought maybe for probably 10 years after that movie came out, maybe even 15, that I thought she had a twin.
Oh, it tricked you real good, Sarah.
And then I asked my friend, whatever happened to her twin? Well, she never existed. And you eventually got that the Mariners last made the playoffs in 2022.
Yeah.
So congrats on beating Karina.
Apparently, earlier this morning, I said something during a break that confused and surprised a couple of members of this show.
It's nothing to do with you being a backer outer of emo night.
No. I'm actually not even sure what it is. So we're going to find out after Blind Melon.
The Daily Migs Show.
Apparently, earlier this morning, I said something that confused Migs and Sarah and possibly Danny, but I don't even know what you're talking about.
You've just been disappointing us all morning long. And this one I thought was kind of odd because we were talking about that topic where we were talking about like what was something that you sat in the front row for. And a lot of people called in, and shout out to all the listeners that called in with some great stories. And then we go to commercial break, and then you're just like, you know what I sat in the front for a bunch of times? And you know, Titanic. It's like, excuse me? So I'm like, what, was there a play? And I was like, ignorant Steve didn't know that there was a play. You're like, no, no. And you looked at me like, as I was like such a moron. Like, how dare I even think there was a play that existed? So I want to throw it out there. 206-803-ROCK. 206-803-ROCK. Has anyone seen a movie? Because you're talking about the movie Titanic in a theater more than three times.
Because I saw Titanic in the theater four times.
Four times. Like, I've heard of people saying that they love the movie so much that they then went back and watched the movie again in the theaters. And typically that'll happen at most once. Maybe twice. But the fact that you went to the theater four times to see a movie blew my mind.
Well, Steve, you would understand why I would go to see that movie more than one or two times if you had actually seen Titanic.
Even if
I agree with her. I thought.
How many times have you seen Titanic in the theaters?
I only saw it once. But I did see a movie more than four times in the theaters. Wedding Crashers.
What? Because you loved it that much?
No, I went on multiple dates. I was newly single, and it was every single girl that I dated that summer wanted to go see Wedding Crashers.
Danny, you were a playboy.
Oh, like five.
Which is so on brand for Wedding Crashers.
I think it was five or six girls that I took to go see that movie.
I just love you, like, ladies love Wedding Crashers. I'm going to just keep taking them to this.
It wasn't my choice. I would ask them, I was like, what movie you want to go see? And it was always Wedding Crashers. Wait,
would you admit that you saw it already?
No.
That was going to be my question. Like, you have to ask, this is a funny movie.
What's this movie all about? Oh, that sounds awesome.
I mean,
if Owen Wilson says, blah, 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 will you make out with me? Sure thing. Oh, my gosh, he said it.
Wow.
Wow. The only movie I can think of I saw more than three times.
Oh, wow. Thanks, God. That's awesome. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow. Is Anchorman. Because I got flown out to California to see it at Hollywood to go interview like the cast and then go see the movie. So I got to see a screening. Then when the screening happened in Seattle, I went to it again. And then there was another screening. And I'm like, then I convinced some of my buddies. I'm like, I've seen this movie twice already. It's hilarious. Come with me. And then we all went and I saw it three times in the theater before it even became a movie that you could pay to go see. It was all from screenings.
Oh my gosh. Well, I haven't been to a movie in a very long time. I think the last movie I saw in the theater was like Cocaine Bear or something like that. It's maybe time to go see a movie four times in the theater again. Angie from Monroe, what was the movie you saw more than four times in the theater?
We saw Halloween about four or five times in the theater, but 20 times altogether.
Wow. So you loved that movie so much.
The Rob Zombie version.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Okay. That's a good choice.
Yeah, you didn't sound like you were someone that was old enough to see the original Halloween.
Well, I'm 44, so 45, actually, so I have.
You have a very youthful voice, Angie.
Well, thank you.
So what is it about that movie that you loved that much that you wanted to see it that many times?
Well, I loved the way that Rob Zombie did it because it showed him as a child, so it just kind of like, I don't know, I just found the way that he did the movie was so it gave you more backstory.
I agree.
For sure. That's nice. A good call. Craig from Tenino, you saw a movie 19 times in the theater. What was it?
The very first Avatar.
Nice.
So you have a lot of mushrooms in your possession, apparently.
Actually, no. I've never done drugs.
But because that movie's a trip. And to see it that many times?
I just really enjoyed it. I liked the graphics. And most of the times we're in 3D. But then
cool.
A couple times like I couldn't see it. I still need to go do a 4K TV. Or was it the 4D movie experience, but we'll see.
No, I do agree that that's a movie that I feel like you need to see in the theaters. Like, I remember watching it on cable, and I'm like, it's still good, but it's not the same.
It's not. Nowhere near.
Landon in Covington, what movie did you see in the theater more than four times?
I've seen The Dark Knight at least six times.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. See, I feel like it's so much less of a weirdo now, Landon. All these people making me feel weird today.
Landon, how do you feel about someone going in the theater to see Titanic four times, though?
Oh, I mean, I'd see five.
That's right. It's a cinematic masterpiece.
Man, yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
That didn't go the way I hoped.
Patricia and Olympia, what was the movie you saw more than three times in the theater?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh,
that was a great movie.
Rick Moranis' best work.
It was at Disneyland for, like, the longest time in their theater over by the Pizza Planet. And we saw it every time we had annual passes to Disneyland. So every time we went to Disneyland, we saw Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. And it had, you know, the water features and stuff to make you feel like you were in the movie.
That's right.
Do they show the entire film or do they do like a condensed version for Disney?
No, it was the entire film all the way through. And there would always, for like a while, there used to be a huge line to get into that theater.
That's crazy. It's cool they had a tradition, though, to do that.
I feel like that movie, too.
I personally feel like that'd be a waste of time while at Disney.
Oh!
To sit in a theater and watch a movie for a couple of hours, like, I'd much rather be sitting in line for many hours to ride a five-minute ride. Because, you know, wasting time at Disney is never happening.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive movie fan, but also a massive music fan. So do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us. And if you do, you will win front row tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the Lost Christmas Eve Tour, coming to Climate Pledge Arena on November 23rd. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Hook or Shook at 920.
The Daily Migs Show.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you, but we've not yet had a chance to chat with everybody. But the time has come, and we are checking in with the Rockaholics right now. So call up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you'd like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK.
Now, Taryn, before we get to all that, we have a very special guest that's joining us. He's a member of the Seattle Kraken in a very cool way. So my buddy Michael Henriksen, he also plays in a band called Nightwave, which you might have seen.
Love Nightwave.
They perform a lot at the Kraken games. They're always awesome. They're just a great group. We've seen him also at the Limp Bizkit show. We got the party with him there as well. But one of the cool things is he's one of the emergency backup goalies for the Seattle Kraken. He's a goalie. So a great beer league goalie as well. And I saw he posted on his Facebook page yesterday that he was at practice with the Kraken because of the Grubauer injury, so they only had Decor. They were bringing up a goalie from Coachella, so that's when they tap into sometimes the emergency backup goalies. So our friend Michael got to play and practice with the Kraken yesterday.
Michael!
I'm here. Hello, good morning.
Are you just buzzing today?
You know, I've got a few bumps and bruises from some Oliver Bjorkstrand slap shots, but besides that, I'm in one piece. So yeah, I'm still shaking a little bit.
Dude, that was going to be my first question. Who's got the hardest shot on the team?
Wow. You know, Matty Beniers has a really sneaky, hard shot. I mean, all the guys, I mean, they play at such an elite level. So, you know, obviously, you know, playing with a few ex-pros in the summer, you kind of get used to the pace, but being on the ice with guys that do this, as a profession is just absolutely wild. So, you know, I got lit up a little bit, but, made a few saves, but I'd like to think that, perhaps I turned a few heads.
Was your heart just pounding out of your chest the entire time, or were you able to like settle in and relax and kind of take it all in?
Yeah, good question. They texted me about 7:30 in the morning, and I was getting off the Zoom call, and I immediately just started freaking out. But, you know, I hopped in the car. I threw on some Powerman 5000 to relax. And then when Worlds Collide came on, I knew everything was going to be okay. You know, it was really freaky, but everyone was super, super nice. Joey Decord, who was the other goalie there, was just incredibly nice, just asking questions about myself and sort of my background, and that sort of put me at ease.
That was a question I had for you. It's like, okay, so you get the call, you're going in there, and I know like as an emergency backup goalie, I mean, there's a chance of always getting that call, but still when it happens, is it an awkward experience to be in the locker room with these pros? Like, I mean, that's
like, you know, I'm sure you're getting dressed and getting ready with them. Are you, like, just kind of, like, keeping your head down? Was anybody, like, going out? You said Joey, but were other people making the point to be like, hey, who are you? Why are you here? And have a conversation with you?
Yeah, I mean, the whole team, I mean, literally everyone came up to say hi, shake hands, tap my pads, even the coaching staff. Coach Bielsma was sort of joking before the practice got started. He's like, all right, we've got Rockstar here today. He's got a 5-0 beer league record, so watch out, guys. And they just do things that just make you put your mind at ease. I mean, there couldn't be a nicer group of people in the world. So they definitely went out of their way to make it a very memorable experience I think I'll never forget.
So the Kraken play tonight, and what happens next for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, we have a group of emergency backup goalies, like Steve mentioned. So we all go to the home games, and in the instance that someone gets hurt on either team, we don't want that to happen, obviously, but we would get dressed for one of those teams. But yeah, you know, they practice so much, and these guys, I mean, they're taking a toll on their bodies. So, you know, once in a blue moon, they do need to take a rest, and occasionally we'll get that call and, you know, just do our best to stay in net and pretend like we know what we're doing in there.
So does that mean you could potentially play for the Golden Knights too?
Yeah, for sure. Wow. I mean, this is a weird, unique NHL rule where every NHL arena at every home game has to have a designated emergency backup goalie. And if anything happens to either team, would be designated to get dressed. And in the wildly rare occasion where two goalies get hurt on the same team, you would end up playing.
I would love nothing more. I'm not an e-bug, but if I was an e-bug and they're like, okay, you're going to go to the other, I'd be like, yeah, put me on the other team. And I want to make it a point to, like, as I'm getting dressed, they see the giant Kraken tattoo that's on my leg. And they're like, we can't have this guy. We don't trust this guy.
Sabotage.
I swear, guys, I'm totally down with being a Golden Knights forever, man. Golden Knights, let's go.
Yeah, it's just the S for the end of Knights, correct?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, it was an incredibly awesome experience. And, you know, it's something that is even just practicing with the team I never dreamed would happen. So I just feel very lucky.
Did you get to keep the practice jersey?
No, they kept the practice jersey, but, you know, more reason to, you know, keep working hard, and hopefully the opportunity will come again.
But well, that way you can steal it the next time.
Well, Steve told me I could do it, guys, so.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, he said it? Sure.
Well, Michael, we will be keeping our eyes peeled. Hopefully you get to live Steve Migg's dream.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for all your hard work and what you do on the radio station.
And Michael, real quick, when's Night Wave playing? Again.
Yeah, you can see us New Year's Eve at the Spanish Ballroom in Tacoma. So grab your tickets. Let's party. Let's fist bump.
Awesome, man. Brother. Well, congrats on all that. I was so happy to see that post yesterday. I was like, man, that couldn't happen to a better dude.
Hey, more love for our goalie world, man. Appreciate what you do on the ice, too.
Thank you, man.
Rockaholics, many people want nothing to do with an ex-spouse. So we were all pretty shocked by what a former athlete just did to forever remember his ex-wife in the most raunchy way possible. You're going to hear all about it at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Lamar Odom visited a sex doll factory in Las Vegas.
It's the headline of the day right there.
I mean, if it was going to be in any city, it would be Sin City, I believe.
No, it's like a factory that any of us could get tours?
I am assuming so.
Because I remember in college, like, you know, there was Ben and Jerry's would give, like, we went to Plattsburgh, which is close to Vermont. And there were Ben and Jerry's tours all the time, and that was kind of fun. You got to sample some of the ice cream.
I mean, they call it the sex doll experience, so I would think you could go in there and experience the sex doll.
I was about
factory.
To start thinking that maybe you get to sample some of their ice cream as well.
Well, apparently Lamar Odom and his manager were there, and he ordered one that looks...
If I'm the manager, I want to raise. Like, you want to take me where? No.
He ordered one that looks exactly like his ex-wife, Khloe Kardashian. They were married from 2009 to 2016. And this is Lamar looking at one of the lifelike dolls with a couple of the company reps.
One of the more popular ones.
Oh, wow.
It's the body, yeah. Biggest. What more can you ask for?
She's bad. She's just shaped like a woman. I can see her thigh.
Again, if I'm the manager, I need a raise. I'm like, I'm not doing this with you, man.
No.
This is weird.
Look at that butt. Look at the ankle.
Yo, it's crazy because it looks like she got blood running through her veins right here. Am I bugging or am I going crazy? Look.
No, it's the detail that's
you
different.
See?
Imagine how much you'd love shopping for her, Lamar.
Yeah, Lamar.
Bras and panties.
This will make me probably get into women's fashion, too.
Oh, yeah, sure would.
Did you look at any of the photos?
I did not.
My favorite is that they show these dolls like hanging from the ceiling, and they've blurred out the lady bits.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. I don't want to see that. That's very raunchy.
It's the wildest. How would you feel? Thing.
Oh wow, that looks like the scene from like a horror film,
right?
Mm-hmm. Or.
So. And they and in one of the photos, he has something in his mouth. I don't know what it is, but that's blurred out too.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, I saw it. That's interesting. wow. How would you feel, though, if you're, which Kardashian was it, Khloe?
Khloe.
And you found that out. When, like, let's just say your ex-husband, you found that, went to Vegas and got a doll modeled after you. That would be weird.
5% flattered, 95% creeped the heck out.
Right, right. Like, he's like, well, I guess I left a lasting impression, but also, no, don't do that.
Well, do you want to know what you pay for one of these real dolls? $8,000 to $20,000.
Well, that's cheaper than dating a Kardashian. So I guess maybe that's where he's... Cha-cha.
The Grammy Award nominees were just announced, and an iconic local band got a couple nominations. We're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after Collective Soul.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Stop the presses. The nominees have come out for the Grammy Awards that are happening at some point. I don't even know when the Grammy Awards happen anymore, but it's happening in 2025. Any guesses on who you think is like the top vote getter or not nomination getter?
Taylor Swift?
Yeah. Nope. Beyonce.
Queen Bey.
She got 11 nominees.
Hold on, I'm going to let you finish, but...
Oh, good one.
I guess she has a total of a record-breaking 99 nominations in her career she's had in the Grammys.
Wow.
A bunch of other artists. Obviously, there's not a lot of rock representation that happens at the Grammys, but shout out to our boys in Pearl Jam. 3 Grammy nominations that I could tell. I didn't spend a lot of time looking at all the nominees, so I'm like, I don't even know who like 90% of these people are, but... Pearl Jam's got a few nominees, including for Best Rock Performance, Best Rock Album, and Best Rock Song, all for the Dark Matter album.
Let's go. Let's bring them home to Seattle, boys.
That'd be cool if they win one.
The Baltimore Ravens erased a 14-point third-quarter deficit. They scored touchdowns on 4 straight drives and stopped a late 2-point attempt to defeat their AFC North rival, the Cincinnati Bengals. Final score was 35-34 last night at M&T Bank Stadium.
Who was the guy that just, like, dominated in fantasy football points?
He got 55 points for Mike.
Oh, the dude?
See, this is how much we know about our fantasy football league.
Mike was walking around glowing.
Oh, like that,
I mean, it's on her. Like, what a game.
Jamar Chase. Yes.
Jamar Chase.
Yeah, that's a lot of points for one dude. And Steve, you're going. The Bowie Buddies are going against.
What are we going to do
about
this?
Keep hope alive, guys.
Yeah, as long as we don't come in last, that's all that matters.
That's a good point. I hope you guys stink.
Wow.
Thank you. All right. What causes road rage? What would you say for you?
Tailgating.
Tailgating. Okay, Danny.
Changing lanes without a blinker.
That's a good one. Sarah, you probably are the reason for people's road rage, but what causes you road rage?
I am. People going too fast.
Oh, I'm betting that Sarah drives really slow in the fast lane and pisses off a lot of people.
I do that.
It's my right. I'm doing 60. It's my right.
I don't go slow. I go the speed limit.
This is the limit.
Yes, not thank you.
Not the recommendation. For me, it's the four-way stops. I every time I get so mad when somebody thinks that they know what they're doing and they want to dictate how to do it. And you're just like, man, you need to go back to driving school. Anyways, a new poll was done about what makes people rage behind the wheel. And the number one thing that causes road rage, when other people drive like morons.
When other people drive like Sarah.
I said going fast. That is also moronic. Thank you.
Sitting in heavy traffic. I would agree to that. That definitely gets you kind of annoyed. Sitting in heavy traffic is number two. Now, as far as weather, hitting a high of 58 degrees, it's going to be cloudy. Shout out to the Seattle Kraken. Hopefully they get a win tonight against the Vegas Golden Knights at Climate Pledge Arena. The DMD is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the sub above, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.